After 6 months of tough economic times, Greek voters will cast ballots today in local elections seen as a referendum on the socialist government's draconian austerity measures. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports on the electorate's mood.
Greece was back in the headlines this week when some 14 parcel bombs addressed to foreign embassies and leaders were intercepted. Two young anarchists were arrested in what authorities say is a case of domestic terrorism not linked to Al-Qaeda. But the bombs caused international concern about potential instability in a country reeling under huge debt. Public sector wages and pensions have been cut 50 to 20%. And over the last 6 months, this was met with a wave of strikes and nearly daily protests. The latest was by firemen on temporary contracts demanding job security. Police in full riot gear were deployed as the protesters vented their anger. 32-year-old Gregory Zakas said they receive benefits only for the short periods they work each year.
We are trying to work for 12 months. Some guys from here, there are 17 and 18 and more years in this situation.
Zakas and the other firemen are supporters of the ruling Socialist Party, but their union has ordered them not to vote as an act of protest. Music played at a rally for the mayor of Athens by the opposition New Democracy Party. Young volunteer Cupidos Sotirios strongly opposes the government's austerity measures.
I think that they are unfair for people. Greeks don't have the culture to adopt so hard measures, even for the sake of the economy.
The sharp spending cuts were imposed by the European Union and International Monetary Fund in exchange for a $155 billion bailout. Gikas Hardouvelis, chief economist at Eurobank, says critics of the rescue loan deal don't have valid counterproposals.
You either follow the memorandum of understanding, you do the structural reforms, or if you don't, you're going to be kicked out of from the EU and you're going to go back to the living standard of the 1950s and 60s. I mean, this is the alternative.
In Greece, there is a widespread attitude that the state owes everything to citizens and that citizens have no obligations to the state. Maria Karakliumi, press spokesperson for the ruling party, says the crisis presents a major opportunity to modernize Greek society.
It's a chance to change Greece and to build another society. We have to re-establish the relationship between the citizen and the state.
A major requirement imposed by the EU is for Greece to curb rampant tax evasion. An estimated one-third of Greek taxpayers do not declare their income. But Gikas Hardouvelis says public sector workers have not yet seen any signs of a crackdown on the wealthy.
All these people, in about a year, they will turn around and look at the government and say, now, is it fair? Have you done your job too? I contributed. I saw my pension, I saw my salary being frozen, being cut. Have you managed to grab tax evasion? They will demand efficiency from the government.
Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.
You're listening to NPR News.